Today's 31 Days of Halloween is brought to you by the Will Wonder Pod Live at a bar named Sue, October 17th at 6 p.m. I will be interviewing the folks from Inglewood Films about their upcoming movie, Algea, God of Pain, which is releasing October 26th. We will have tons of giveaways, so make sure you come out, hear all about this film that is a Utah homegrown horror film. Once again, a bar named Sue, 8136 South State Street in Midvale, Utah, starts at 6 p.m. October 17th. No cover, but you do have to be 21 years and up. And again, we have a lot of fun giveaways. So come out. Now, let's get to 31 Days of Halloween.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Your ghosts follow you. They never leave. Day 15 of 31 Days of Halloween. His house.
Congratulations. You've been released as asylum seekers. Not as citizens, not yet. You will be sent to a home of our choosing. You must not move from this address.
We are good people.
Whether or not you're good people, it's not me that needs convincing.
It's a palace.
This entire house is just for us.
It's gonna be nice, you're gonna be happy. As long as you can get along, fit in, be one of the good ones.
This is our home.
The look and taste is the metal.
People will get used to it.
Directed by Remy Weeks, His House was released January 27th, 2020, originally on Netflix, so there are no box office numbers to mention. But I believe this would have done pretty well in the theaters, not like a $100 million blockbuster film, but I think it would have done well once the word had got out about how good this movie truly is. Here's a synopsis. A refugee couple makes a harrowing escape from a war-torn South Sudan, but then they struggle to adjust to their new life in English town that has an evil lurking beneath the surface. The couple's daughter dies at the very beginning of the film in the ocean as they're fleeing the South Sudan, and that's not a spoiler. I mean, they show you that in the first 3 minutes of the movie. This is one of those horror films that has a number of layers to it, so at times you're just wondering, is the house that the main characters move into really haunted, or are they having a tough time with the mixture of grief from their daughter's death, as well as trying to assimilate to a place that's extremely different from what they're used to? People look at them differently. there's this scene where they're eating dinner and the wife doesn't want to eat with a fork. She says she can taste the metal. And the husband says, oh, you'll get used to it. No spoilers, by the way. So I won't say one way or the other if the house is haunted, if something's following them, or if they are just having a very hard time and their mind is, in a sense, playing tricks on them. That's what's so fun about this film is throughout you're like, I don't really know what's going on here, but it is very creepy. They do an amazing job setting the creepy tones whenever night falls in the movie. And as you know, as soon as night comes, you're in for it, especially after the first night. My wife and I watched this last night and we really enjoyed it. One thing my wife had mentioned outside of it being a very creepy and good movie is that there are so few characters in the film that it makes it super easy to follow and you get really attached to the main characters. In total, the credited cast is 6 people, though 2 of those actors maybe get 10 minutes of total screen time. So really, you're dealing with 4 actors throughout the film. It is so effective, and the main actors, Wunmi Mosaku and Hope Dirisu, do an incredible job. There's another scene where the husband is going to the office of the folks who put them in this home to ask if they can move because there's something wrong with the house. And when I tell you, you just feel how he's breaking mentally. It is something else. I can't recommend His House enough, so make sure you go watch it. You can only watch it on Netflix. We will see you tomorrow for day 16 of 31 Days of Halloween. We're already halfway there.